Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Monday afternoon. We now talk with Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Dan, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, guys, but a little bit more in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's set the table for Dan, just for perspective, because obviously, Dan, this is not your normal show. We're mixing in the sports part of this with the bigger picture here, but sure. You, I believe, are in New Jersey. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, yep, so what's the atmosphere around you? Just in watching some of what's going down here, I know on the front end of things, I think there's a lot of proactive moves by your area. So how has it affected you? What's the status of you right now?
You know what? Bunkered down with my I'm doing work from home. My wife is working remotely from home. The kids are out of school. They say for 2 weeks. I bet you it goes longer. And I got a 10-year-old in fifth grade and a 5-year-old who's still in pre-K. They each have their stuff that they got to be doing. I'm pretty much spent my morning here homeschooling a 5-year-old. So I'm, you know, one day in and I'm already dying for some hockey and it's not coming. Look, I mean, everybody is taking this very, very seriously. There's no question about it. We have our little neighborhood here with a couple of houses that, you know, we've sort of had the kids have been hanging out and playing outside as much as they can over the weekend, but we're not going anywhere. We're not really doing much. Get to the food store if you can, pharmacy if you need, but otherwise it's hunkered down at home. I think they're talking about a curfew now starting tonight or tomorrow night in my town of 8 p.m. So that's coming. There's four documented cases of coronavirus in my town. So you got to be aware. You got to be very, very careful washing our hands. My hands are very dry right now because I've been washing them constantly and putting, hand sanitizer on it as much as possible. Everybody's working remotely as best we can. And as a group for NHL.com, we're in the process now of devising some content plans. We've got one content plan for sure that's going to get started rolling out, which is sort of a rehash of our 31 and 31 series that we do typically in August. But it's going to be one or two teams per day. A look back at the season, what's gone on, highlights, surprises, things like that, just to keep hockey fans with a little bit of content. I'll be doing my mailbag as I do weekly, but still it's everything else is pretty much on hold. But we're trying our best here to come up with some content plans that will at least keep some hockey fans interested and, frankly, us going, because we all love it as much as everybody else does, and without it, we're kind of lost too. So we're trying to come up with as much content plan as we possibly can. Keep everything moving as best we can.
No doubt about it. Dan, we appreciate you joining us during recess right now so you could step away from teaching and homeschooling to join us. What do you think, and I know I'm just asking your opinion, but there's so many layers to get through this, and everything's going to be put on hold for a good while. But what do you think, because today the NFL announced they're going to have a draft as of right now. It's not going to be their typical draft. It was supposed to be in Las Vegas. It's not going to be, obviously, a public function anymore. What do you think is the next big piece of information that's going to come out eventually on the NHL side of things, in your opinion?
Well, there was a big piece of information today that came out where a change in the directive from late last week, which they are now allowing players who have been self-quarantined basically in their home market city to travel home if that's not considered their home base. So Canadian players, if they play in the U.S. market, they're allowed, based on travel restrictions, obviously, they're allowed to go home. Europeans the same way. But once they get there, they then have to self-quarantine themselves for, I think, through the 27th or something along those lines. And then there's going to be talk once that passes. There's now the next phase turns to they're hoping I guess the CDC put out sort of like a 60-day moratorium on gatherings of, you know, crowds at this point, 50 people or more. Some along those lines. I don't have all those facts correct, but the NHL is hoping that on the early end of that, in a 45-day range, that they may be able to open some sort of training camp because they're going to have to get these guys back on the ice and training in sort of a camp before they resume whatever type of season we're going to resume. So that's the hope. That's the latest directive. Players who were supposed to be self-quarantined in their home market are now allowed, if need be, and based on travel restrictions, to go home, wherever their home may be, and self-quarantine there. And then the other part of that is club facilities, hopefully in a couple of weeks, will be able to open for small group, scheduled small group training. So not the whole team, but maybe four players from that team, provided those players, obviously, and this goes without saying, are not showing any symptoms.
Dan Rosen is with us talking NHL. And Dan, it dawns on me that the league has to prepare for the best case scenario. And so I think this is how I'm taking it in. I'm very hopeful that this is what ends up happening, but I'm also wary that this is probably the best case scenario, right? It could be a lot longer, realistically.
Well, as everybody is, they're taking the guidelines from the authorities above them, that authorities that are the experts in this field. And, you know, I mean, typically when we're talking about taking guidelines from something in the hockey world, it's taking guidelines from the National Hockey League. That's what the teams do. That's what the American Hockey League and the ECHL does often. It's, frankly, a lot of times what, you know, minor hockey does. They take it from the directive of the National Hockey League, which is considered, obviously, the biggest and the best, and the leaders in the industry. But now that's completely out the window because the NHL is not leaders in this industry with the CDC and Health Canada and all of that. So, yes, they're taking the directives from them, trying to look at it in a what I gather is a best-case scenario, at the same time understanding that this can change hour by hour if need be, if not day by day. So that's the directive today. And the perfect example of that is they had a memo sent out to the players on, I believe it was Friday, that said self-quarantine in your home market for now. Today, a new memo goes out saying effective immediately, players can opt to return home outside of the club's home city, including outside of North America, to the extent that flights are available and travel isn't restricted. So it changes, but this is, look, I mean, they're being realistic yet optimistic, and that's really what you have to go with.
I think that's a smart approach for sure, is try to strike that balance. Dan, it is just as you pointed out, there was a directive on Friday or Saturday, whatever it was, and then here's a new directive on Monday. It just does illustrate how quick things are moving in this process, right? It's so unlike anything we've ever seen.
Well, it is. It's a complete, the way of life that we normally know it is completely different for everybody, right? So, but from the National Hockey League's perspective, they are simply just going by the knowledge that they're gaining. And I think they're in constant communication with representatives from all the authorities, from the state, from the local, state, federal, the CDC, Health Canada, constant communication, because you have to remember, I mean, this is a large community that works within very close quarters, right? It's not always the case that, you know, there's a community, and it's the same with the NBA, obviously, and Major League Baseball. It's a large community that works in close quarters that are in constant contact with each other. So you have to take the directives from the authorities on this one, and it's constantly changing, and there's really no way to actually nail it down and say, all right, we got our hands on it. We've got our arms wrapped around this now. We've got a handle on this, because your handle, it's like, you know, like a slippery football, man. It's going to fly right out of your hands, you know, or a puck that just won't stay on your stick. It's going to change in the next little while. It does for all of us. I mean, my town yesterday, we didn't have a curfew at 8 o'clock. Today, we may have a curfew at 8 o'clock, you know?
Yeah, well,
that's the way it is.
With that in mind, I do wonder if I am a European player and I'm in my home city, my NHL city, if you will, and now I have the option of going back to my home country, how do I make that decision? It's not an easy decision because, as you mentioned, the picture of the travel in these particular countries could change in 48 hours, right? So that's what I would be wary of, even though part of me might really want to get home if I'm from Finland or Sweden or you know, pick a country where somebody might be from.
100%. Like, I've thought about that myself. No question about it. Like, if you are in your home market and you're self-quarantining yourself and you're feeling safe, I can only speak from my perspective and how I would feel, I wouldn't go anywhere, you know? Like, to me, this is bigger than you. This is bigger than me. If I'm feeling safe and I know where I am and I have my area sanitized and where I'm going to be and I can, it's a controlled environment. Why do you want to change your controlled environment and jump into something that's completely out of your control at this point? I mean, look, Canada just announced they're going to close the border to those who aren't Canadian citizens or permanent residents. You know, they're American citizens, I guess, could go too. But like, if you're a European, if you're playing, you're a player from Finland or you're a player from Sweden or a player from Russia, you now have to get to the airport. You have to fly on a plane and go to a place that you're not 100% sure of where they are and everything. Or you can stay hunkered down where you are, have your area that's clean, you know, and just kind of live that way for the next little while. And that's me. That's what I would do. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know the tug and the pull of going home when you're not, you know, for that opportunity either. But I wouldn't go anywhere just from a safety precaution. Heck, I don't even want to go down the street, you know, from a safety precaution, let alone, you know, into an airport, across the country, you know, get into an airplane and cross country into, you know, an uncontrolled environment.
Talking to Dan Rosen of NHL.com. Here with us on Darren Donick and Chase, and I'm curious of, I've seen a lot of the players on social media and sending videos and stuff to the fans while they're in self-quarantine, but maybe some other initiatives that the NHL or the players themselves might put out there to stay in contact with the fans, albeit, you know, digitally or on social media. You know, what are some things they might do during this downtime?
Very interesting question. Don't have a firm answer for you. Wouldn't be surprised if players started filming themselves doing their home workouts, you know, give the fans an idea of exactly how they're trying to stay fit and ready to go. You know, if and when this lifts and everybody can go back to life as normal, if we can do that eventually, that is something that, you know, the players who are active on social media, wouldn't be shocked if they did come along those lines, took the initiative to do that. Just keep sending messages to fans. I know some players are out there donating signed jerseys, signed stuff to anybody in need at this point. So that's a great thing that they're doing. And, you know, we'll see, you know, we're trying to work on it right now. I have nothing firm for you right now, but I know we're trying to work on trying to get some player content and what these guys are up to and keeping busy, how they're handling all that for the hockey fans in general who look up to these guys or want to know what's going on with their favorite players and whatnot. So anything is open for business at this point, I think, because, you know, we're taking all ideas. And I wouldn't be shocked if players started just, you know, showing a little bit of what they're doing. Almost maybe as a PSA, even, you know, just like, hey, you could do this too.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, right? Yep. Set the example for those that, you know, maybe they're getting their information, they're getting informed through their favorite sports team.
Sure.
You know, they get it from, it can't hurt for, and Nick, I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but Nick Bonino basically did that yesterday on social media, saying we got to embrace this inconvenience that we all have to do the right thing to save lives.
Yeah. Hey, you know, be a good example, right? These guys, whether they like it or not, professional athletes, and I'm not just hockey players, but professional athletes in general, especially in the four major pro sports, they are role models. And I have a 10-year-old who looks up to some of them, you know, like just the way it goes. Like he plays his Xbox. He follows a bunch of them on social media and this, that, and, you know, he collects cards and does all that. And he's a perfect example of a kid who could be influenced by somebody doing the right thing. You know, one of these pro athletes doing the right thing on social media.
Well, and I think, too, I saw over the weekend that some NBA players have gotten on NBA 2K and are playing each other and playing actual games that were on the schedule. NASCAR drivers did the same thing. I could see the NHL doing something like that with the, you know, their relationship with EA Sports to have some sort of tournament
cool
with the players. Yeah, it'd be awesome because
cool
it's your chance to play against them.
It's your chance to get them, or you could just, you know, follow the results in sort of a tournament format, and there's your sports fix. You know, like, you get it where you can get it, right? So, that, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think any of that, this is an opportunity. If one thing I've gotten from this and discussions that I've had with my bosses and with other, you know, with our writers on our writer call that we have now daily, it's an opportunity to get creative and to do something you maybe not, you wouldn't normally do. And maybe you get creative and you do something you wouldn't normally do, and it's something that sticks, and you keep doing it when everything's back to normal.
It's a good point. You never know. I think over the years, that's actually happened on this show. Sometimes they stick and it works out. Sometimes they flop and they don't. But, you know, you don't know until you try.
No one's going to blame you for a flop right now, right?
No doubt. Dan, really appreciate the visit. Be safe up there, and we'll talk soon.
All right, man. You guys too, guys. Thank you.
Dan Rosen, NHL.com, does a great job of covering the league. We will come back. More on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase next.